Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, I guess after watching that game yesterday and that just craptastic performance and then some of the emotions after the game of guys that most likely will no longer be here, then all the coaching firings that took place in the last 24 hours, it seems like we are now on the precipice of whether this thing's going to actually turn around very quickly or we are going to lose the Hall of Fame quarterback the last few years. The angst of Packers fans will be realized, and everybody's just going to be screaming mad. Everybody's just pissed off right now. Do you get that sense?
Well, I think everybody wouldn't be as pissed off. The game would have went a little different yesterday. But, yeah, I think there's some anger. That's for sure.
I watched that game yesterday, and I don't want to say, because I would never say guys quit or guys didn't try, but that was about as energyless a performance that I've seen out of a Green Bay Packers team, maybe going all the way back to the Arizona game. I mean, I shouldn't say that I've seen two craptastic games like that in the same season, but yesterday sucked. That was just a terrible performance.
I thought coming out of the shoot that it was going to be different. You know, the last game of the year, home game, you think, hey, all right, you know, they're going to go out and get her done. But they certainly did not answer the bell, that's for sure. It was the first series on offense. And I remember sitting there going, this isn't going to end well. Because it was, they were soft up front. When your running back has more carries than he does yards, that's not a really good sign.
So now what? Because I asked the question today, why are people so mad at Mark Murphy? And maybe he's just the last guy to be mad at, but so now what? I mean, I know that they're talking to Pat Fitzgerald and Pagano and all these different names, but none of those trip the trigger.
Well, did Mike McCarthy trip the trigger when he came on board?
No, but there was some intrigue there. Now, maybe Caldwell would, because Caldwell's had past success with quarterbacks and has worked with Peyton Manning. Obviously, Matthew Stafford had some of his best years with Caldwell, and certainly Joe Flacco did. He earned a big, huge contract in part because of Jim Caldwell. Caldwell, maybe. Pagano, eh. Fitzgerald, not really, you know. Joe Lombardi, I mean, he was replaced by Jim Bob Cooter over in Detroit, and the offense seemed to flow after he left. He doesn't even call the plays right now down in New Orleans. So, Eric Bieniemy doesn't call the plays. He doesn't know the flow of an offense other than sitting there as an assistant, basically being the Edgar Bennett of the staff down there in KC. So, is there somebody else out there that's tripping the trigger? I don't want to see a college coach come in here. I don't want to see a Lincoln Riley in the next fad coming out of Oklahoma and all that kind of stuff. So I'm waiting for that name that's going to make me sit up and take notice. And Josh McDaniels is not that name, by the way.
Yeah, he doesn't do it for me either. And I don't know. I think at this time we got to sit and wait and see how the chips fall here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, like I think we talked on Friday you weren't there Friday, but I talked with your counterparts that I don't think this is going to be something that's going to happen in a week. I mean, I think this is going to take some time. This is going to be 3, 4, 5 week, 6 week, maybe even process to get this thing lined up. And I'm not sure which way it's going to go. You know, I really had my fingers crossed that the Ravens were going to tank and everything, and then John Harbaugh would be available, but that's not looking like that's going to happen. He just re-signed, so there's no nothing going on there. But because what I really like a coach, not a guy, not a head coach calling the plays on offense or defense. I just want a coach. That's me. That's what Eric is saying. That's what I'd like. But I don't know. I mean, they're so buttoned up right now over there. There's not even hardly anything leaking out of there, which is unusual. So, you know, I have no idea which way this is going to go.
Yeah, I know people have brought up Daryl Bevel, and there's been other names that have been, you know, bandied about. And I know that the Falcons are talking about Gary Kubiak to fill their offensive coordinator position because, you know, they've kept their head, you know, coach down there. But Steve Sarkisian's now out, so that carousel begins. I don't know what I want, but I know it when I see it or hear the name, and I'll say, okay, that's the guy. That's kind of where I'm at right now, because everybody says, well, who would you pick? I'm much like you. I didn't know a lot about Mike McCarthy when he was chosen, but after I got to know him, I thought, okay, I think this is going to work. Same thing with Sean Payton. I knew about Sean Payton, but I didn't know if Sean Payton was going to work. He's bought himself some time down there in New Orleans. But I just know what I'm hearing is names that people are familiar with. I mean, criminy, people are still talking about Bill Cowher. It's like, come on, you know? Just wait and see what happens. And the bottom line is this. Gutekunst and Mark Murphy, or whatever combination thereof, they got to get this right. You don't have time to screw around right now.
Well, that's just the point. There is no time. It's got to be right now. And, you know, listen, you know this. Your listeners may be in fantasy world, but they're not going to the Super Bowl next year. It ain't happening. I don't care what anybody says. To even have that expectation, I think would be misguided. The reality is next year is the foundation year, and then, you know, I think they're going to have the pieces in place, and they'll have some money available, or the following year maybe they can make a run, a good, solid, strong run. But they're, you know, if you watched the game yesterday and thought that they were a player or two or a coach away, you should watch another sport, because there's a ton of holes in this, you know, up front on the offense. It's porous on defense. There's more holes than you can fill in 1 year. So the reality is, yes, it is going to have to be quick, but it won't happen next year.
I said this yesterday. I said that one of the things that Packers teams that have been really good in the past have been, and that is deep. And I hate to bring up a Bears analogy, but I was listening to Matt Nagy do his press conference the day they beat the Green Bay Packers down there. And one of the things that stood out to me was the fact that he said there's competition at every position, and many of the guys that aren't starting could be starters on other teams. The Packers haven't had that in quite some time. The Packers are trying to keep their starters healthy because they don't have a ton of depth. I think this team, I agree with you, that this team is not on the precipice of winning a Super Bowl. The only way they could is if they don't have mass injuries like they've had this past season and seasons in the short past. If you keep Daniels and Kenny Clark healthy and then add a piece, you've got a good trench. If you find a pass rusher to complement that, and Kevin King plays a full season with Jaire Alexander, you've got something there. I think you've got some solid foundation, but you are so thin right now at many positions that it's going to take at least a season to get this team back to the depth that's needed to compete for a championship in the NFL.
Well, for sure. And the defense needs to be a top 10 defense or better if they're going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I think, honestly, after watching a lot of video, and you know, early in the year I was, hey, the number one thing they got to get is pass rusher. And then I kind of morphed a little bit. I think the formula is simple. You got to load up on the front line. That offensive line has got to be a wall, because Rodgers does not like pressure. So if you keep that offensive line solid, maybe you got to add a running back, a tight end for sure, you're okay. But I don't think the number one need on this team is outside pass rusher. I think the number one need on this team is offensive line and then secondary help. They got some young guys, but they really, really need to get a couple of safeties in there. And the safeties that are going to be the starting safeties next year might already be on the team. They just got to get them there. And then they're going to have to find it. They got to get stronger up the gut at linebacker. They got to get a guy in there that's a head breaker, that's going to run through. You know, you saw Antonio Morrison yesterday. Well, both of those plays that he made were designed blitzes. You need a guy that's going to do that on his own, not just on a blitz. And then also, hey, by the way, make a play once in a while on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So, you know, those are the pieces that when I'm looking and evaluating this team, you know, it's offensive line, safety, definitely going to be linebacker, and, you know, outside linebackers. If this particular defensive coordinator can stay in there, or if he sticks around, his scheme can get pressure on the quarterback without having a quote-unquote number one or a superstar outside backer, or a guy that's going to get to the quarterback. Sure, it would be nice. It would be nice to be able to sit back in zone and rush forward and be able to get to the quarterback. But I think this guy's shown that he can do it without having that guy. So I think the number one thing, you got a 35-year-old quarterback, build a great wall. We're all talking about building walls right now. Build a wall in front of him. Yeah. So he can stand back there and chuck the pill.
Well, that and the fact that if you have a good wall in front of him that can actually open up a hole, it's going to make your run game better, which is obviously going to make Aaron Rodgers a lot better as well. That I would agree with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, real quick before I let you go, you mentioned linebacker. In 30 seconds or less, Blake Martinez, give me your synopsis of him, because I think Blake Martinez is a good player, maybe a rich man's A.J. Hawk, but he's not Urlacher. I mean, I think you're still looking for an Urlacher type of player, one of those thumpers that's going to continually fill the hole.
Yeah, absolutely. He is there. He makes plays when they're available. I think that he is he's rangy. He's not overly explosive, but he's adequate. I guess the best way to put it would be adequate. I love him. He's a football guy, first guy out there, last guy to leave. That kind of stuff is great, but he's just adequate. They need a guy in there that's going to light it up.
Good stuff as always, my friend. We will chat again later in the week. Have a good New Year, okay?
All right. You too. Enjoy. Be safe tonight.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.